North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 2 is about learning and storytelling. It states, "Traditional teaching and the passing on of knowledge and wisdom was done through storytelling, song, ceremony, and daily way of life, often incorporating specific gender and age-specific responsibilities. These continue to be some of the best modes for learning for both Native and non-Native learners." In this episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll listen to Gladys Hawk, enrolled member of the Standing Rock Nation, as she talks about grandmother's stories.
In the evenings, when we had our evening prayers, then, of course, you know, the lamplight and all that, we didn't have electricity like this. Then they would sit at the table and have a smoke their pipe. My grandma had her own pipe, grandpa had his. And they would have evening prayer first, and then they would socialize just by smoking, talk about things for the day. And then my grandmother would tell me, okay, you know, now it's time for your bedtime. And I would sleep with her. So she would put me to bed, and then she'd start telling me stories that, I mean, your imagination can just run wild when you hear it in your language. You know, it's just like watching TV, the cartoons, it just grabs your attention. But it's the same thing, but it was my mind. And because of the way that she would talk and her expressions, you know, her tone of voice, or all of that, it makes the story come alive, so to speak. And so I would just be so mesmerized just listening to her talk about these stories that she told me. And usually, just at the end, you know, you're just all tense and waiting for something bad to happen. Then she says, and then translating it, she'd say, "And that's why I want you to be good." She said, "Don't be like this one in the story."
I'm Charla Stever. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.